body. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the Java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food guys. Greg, the other day I was over at your house and you had a pie that was a sort of a failed pie, but you came up, of course, inevitably with the great pie. Even that failed pie, I picked up a piece of the crust and nibbled on it, and I thought, that's pretty good. I'll eat this all by itself.
The crust worked. The filling didn't. However, pie crust seems to scare cooks to death. I don't understand it, because sometimes instructions are written so meticulously, and if you read every single word and you think if you deviate even just a little iota from what's written, that things aren't going to turn out right.
It's going to fail.
It's going to fail. I have a basic pie crust formula that seems to work for me pretty much all the time, and I make my pie crusts in the food processor.
I know.
I can have it done in 30 seconds.
That's somehow shocking.
See, my hands don't touch the dough then. And of course, a lot of people may, in their nervousness about making a pie crust, they may overhandle the dough.
They overhandle
it. And then the fat starts to melt and everything starts to fall apart. Yeah. And then, of course, then they throw up their hands and they say they're no good at pie dough making. It's not true at all. What I do is I put the flour into the work bowl and add a teaspoon of sugar and a pinch of salt, maybe a quarter teaspoon of salt, and then I'll put in my fats, and then I'll pulse, turn the machine on and off, maybe four times to start getting the fats cut in, and the fats have to be cold. I like an all-butter pastry, but I really much prefer half butter and half lard, or half butter and half vegetable shortening. Lard is very often available in jars on the supermarket shelf now. This should be in jars that you buy. Don't buy the boxed stuff that says manteca. It's a very low-quality product. Another thing that you can use, coconut oil.
Yes.
Because that is solid. It's nice and solid at room temperature. Also, you can use palm oil. I think what you tasted was the pie crust that I had made with the expeller-pressed organic palm oil.
Expeller-pressed is what's important.
That oil is actually solid at room temperature, but I still like to refrigerate it, and it firms up just a little bit more. And it's not hydrogenated.
No.
It's naturally saturated. And it makes a really, really terrific pie dough in combination with the butter.
That was always the drawback with Crisco, was that, in fact, it was hydrogenated. And you have problems with that. But once they had to get rid of that...
I will not use Crisco anymore. They have a new formula. They took out their trans fats, and it ruined the product. It doesn't work well for me. I like to make a lot of dough for one single crust because the dough needs to be rolled out to about 1/8 of an inch thick.
Right.
So I use 7.5 ounces of flour to 6 ounces of fat, 3 ounces of butter, and then 3 ounces of palm oil.
Uh-huh.
1 teaspoon of sugar, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 4 tablespoons of ice water. And that is pretty much the procedure. So once the fats are cut into the flour, then I drizzle in the ice water slowly as I am pulsing madly with a machine to incorporate the water as the fats are getting all cut up. Not continuously, because you can overdo it very easily. And then you have lumps of dough, and you compress them all together, and then it can look a little bit lumpy, which is fine. It's fine, because when you roll the dough out, those lumps get flattened. When the crust is baked, they will create steam to give you lovely flaky layers of pie crust. Yes. Now, one more thing. When I rolled it out once for a pie, the crust fell apart because I didn't have enough water in it. So I sprinkled a teaspoon of water on the pieces, and I kneaded all of those pieces of pie dough together. I worked it and worked it and worked it until I could get another disc. And I thought, okay, this will really show me if you shouldn't overwork a pie dough. After chilling it, and I rolled it out, and I made a pie with it, and it was just as tender as if I had freshly made that pastry. Pie doughs are forgiving.
They forgive people like you, Greg, because you're a sort of a wizard. In fact, the baking wizard.
But it does work. You don't have to be afraid of overworking the dough. You can really knead that dough.
Yeah, I think you're right if you go with the mixing system
right,
rather than starting from the start with your hands. And with that, we advise you to come back next week for more from
The Food Guys. Guys.